Janice sent me an email about a month before the grant round was up saying, tell me this is a terrible idea. I think we should apply for permission to use photos from the public collections,
so
images that really represent the history and the beauty, the nature of the Gold Coast, and just ask people to write stories based on those pictures.
So to respond to specific images and just... let your mind run right.
So I let her down. I couldn't tell her it was a terrible idea. I said,
am I mad?
Let's just do it. It's been a lot of work even so far getting the website up and running, goldcoastanthology.info. Janice did most of the work on that.
Helen loaded all the photos. It took quite a bit to... We wanted a range of photos.
How many pictures are there?
There's over 100.
Oh, gee.
The Gold Coast Local Studies Library were really helpful in suggesting...
Kyla was wonderful. She worked long hours to get them all approved. And there were some images we couldn't use, which was interesting. Either the people were still alive or things like that, but they suggested other images.
Damn people for living. How dare they?
But there's a great selection there. I mean, did you have any favourites?
Yeah, I do. I like the vertical or horizontal diver just about to plunge into the pool. It's
action shots.
It is. Now, you're both Gold Coast locals, more or less.
Yeah.
Is there a writing culture here on the coast that sort of a little underbelly of writers that exist?
There are heaps of writers and heaps of creative people, and one problem on the coast can be actually connecting all the writers together. But the council has been incredibly supportive to us. We all came together through a course that Jodie Munn at the council put on. It was called Write That Book. And we applied to positions and got accepted. And so I think then we found each other and we just wanted to keep that network. And networking is another thing that we really want to do through the anthology. We want to bring more writers together and get everyone sort of mentoring and expand those writers' networks.
So the gist of it, and Janice, I'll defer to you here, but the gist of it is that you make submissions get looked at, and then... ultimately, this will become a book.
That's right, yes. The plan is to launch it next year at Literati.
Yep.
So that's what we're heading for. We thought that would be a good opportunity to get the book out there. The intention is to have it available as a physical book and online as well.
Yeah, it's fabulous. Have you received any submissions thus far? You've only just started.
We're early into the submission period, but the closing date is the 31st of August.
Okay.
So people need to look at our website and choose a photo and get working on their stories.
Yeah, they'll all come in at the last minute. That's how it works.
Yeah, that's right.
And then you'll be left with a pile to sift through, which is a joy as well. It'd be amazing to see what sort of stories come out.
We're really excited about what might come out.
Yeah.
And it's any genre as well. So romance, Janice and I are both speculative fiction writers.
What does that actually mean?
Horror, sci-fi, fantasy, paranormal, weird. Anything like that. I'm one co-editor. The other co-editor is Elizabeth Fitzgerald. And she's produced a lovely anthology before called Winds of Change, which I had a story in, so that's how I got working with her. But we're very open. You know, we love all kinds of literature. We read everything.
Yeah.
So we want to see stories of all kinds.
Well, brace yourself for some of my sports non-fiction then.
I can't wait.
We're also... appealing to readers who might be interested. So anyone interested in reading the anthology, tune in, register on our website or follow us on Facebook.
Website, goldcoastanthology.info.
Don't worry, we'll plug the website thoroughly. And I should refer people to the website, goldcoastanthology.info, because it's not just a kind of a portal for submissions. You've got writing tips, you're connecting people.
Yeah.
There's Facebook links. I got in touch with you via Twitter.
Yeah.
So it's all about a network of writers sharing ideas and seeing what comes out in the wash.
Right. We've got Gold Coast Anthology on Facebook, so we'd love people to like us there and follow us on Twitter and all that.
And we've had a lot of support with this. Initially with the RADF grant, and Emergent Publishing is assisting us too with the...
Yes, our publisher is Emergent Publications.
Yeah. So we've just been overwhelmed by the support it's had too.
Yeah, yeah. So you've got the platform there. Now you just need the work
the stories,
itself to get to give it get some
writing.
Context. So the cutoff submissions, you can
open
put them in
now. Yeah.
And they how do people go about doing that? Just
through
email them in?
Through Submittable.
Through the website. Yeah. There's a link on the website.
Yeah. Okay.
There's very clear instructions there for the requirements of the story. It has to be less than 5,000 words. If you go to Submittable, it asks for a whole lot of details and all that. Successful stories, the authors will be paid $100, which is pretty good money for
that's
fiction.
That's positively gold mine-ish in this game. But it's nice to have that little carrot dangled at the end of some work, just for the recognition apart
that's
from
right.
everything else.
Writers deserve it, I think.
Yeah. And so 31st of August, and that's the cut-off date. People will hear about it thereafter, and then,
probably a couple of months later, and then we'd go into the editing period where we work together on the story.
Okay. Oh, so you work proactively with...
Absolutely, to edit the stories and,
It's a brilliant idea. It's a brilliant idea.
Great.
People should get aboard it. Janice, Helen, thanks heaps for coming in.
Thank you.
www.goldcoastanthology.info. It's all there. It's a very eminently navigable website with absolutely packed with information. It's worth having a gander out of interest, even if you don't want to write anything.
Yeah.
Guys, well done. Congratulations with it.
Thanks.
And I'm sure it'll go really, really well for you. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you.